This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to episode number 139. This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore of Outsource Accelerator, and today I am joined again by Ben Husson of Aptus. So Ben joined us earlier in episodes 133 and 136. If you want to know any more about Ben, then go and listen to those episodes for his background and also about Aptus. Today, we talked to Ben about AI, the march of outsourcing, where it's going in the next 20 years. And, you know, this is specifically pertinent to Ben because Aptus, the BPO that he's built, is very sort of at the cutting edge or reliant on AI technologies to make processes more efficient. So he's a good guy to talk about the evolution of the industry. And, you know, he's been in the industry 20 years, so he's certainly seen it evolve over his time. So if you want to get in touch with Ben or want to know any more, then go to our show notes. You can see that at outsourceaccelerator.com/139. Enjoy. Welcome back, everybody. Today we have Ben Husson again of Aptus. Hi, Ben. How are you?
All good. Thanks for having me back.
Absolute pleasure. Today, Ben, I'm really excited. You have seen the industry grow from what was a very kind of adolescent call center-based industry into the industry that it is today. You started in outsourcing, which was actually called kind of the call center industry back in 2000, and now you're running your own BPO specialized, well, kind of with an AI component to it, so you're right at the sort of forefront of the sector. I want to talk to you about where the sector's going. You've seen it grow up, and there's a lot of fear at the moment because people are saying AI is going to take jobs, and some people in Philippine outsourcing are saying it's a sunset industry. So super interested to get your opinion. I suppose just initially, if people haven't heard the earlier episodes, do you want to just introduce yourself and your journey to this point?
No worries. Hi, everyone. This is Ben Husson, Managing Director of Aptus Global Solutions. Started in the industry in the year 2000 and up until now. So hope if you've got any questions, feel free to contact me and send us an email.
Fantastic. And so Aptus, you are a kind of higher services, higher value add kind of services BPO. Part of that, you say, is the integration of AI into your processes. How AI is becoming the talk of the town. Where do you see things going? Like, do you think that there is risk that the future of outsourcing is that employment numbers go down and everything's being done by computers? Where do you see the progression of all this?
I really think it's on a more positive note. As I mentioned in our last discussion, I think we are in some sort of industrial revolution. It's just a matter of being more innovative on how you will cope up with the new technologies out there. I do see employment on the call center level, the one who's doing the usual routinary job of taking calls, chats. I do see that there will be a decrease in the numbers for that one in the coming 5 to 10 years. Not right away, not immediately, but 5 to 10 years. But the question is, what does a BPO company does, or what is the industry doing about it? I do believe a lot of BPO companies is already looking at these things, and they're slowly adapting and reskilling, upskilling, or creating new jobs because of the technology. Even if you don't plan for it, for some reason, a new job will actually get established. There's a need for this new function, and that's where I can see an increase in employment, or perhaps just a movement of the people from what they're doing now to a more high-level type of job.
Yeah, there's an inevitability about progress or evolution, isn't there? And it's not in big jumps or big lumps. It's kind of like just processes enhance and because everyone, you know, you as the BPO, the workforce, but also the clients, they're all kind of pushing for a little bit more efficient process or a different way of doing the process. So kind of inevitably, the market moves on, doesn't it? You know, and I think that there's a lot of people out there really concerned that actually one day, well, you know, in a month from now, people are going to wake up and there's no jobs. I certainly don't think that there's any concern there in that regard. You position yourself as more sort of kind of an SME solution, more tailored solution. I have a feeling that AI will affect SMEs and smaller processes a lot less than maybe the big call centers where they have 5,000 people doing the same process. What are your thoughts on the resilience of different processes? For example, if you know you're doing a kind of highly complex, highly variable task, I just don't think that AI will kind of take that over anytime soon, will it?
In the SME type of businesses or level, I don't think the impact will be that big. I believe your train of thought is correct on that one. It's not going to be impacting the small to medium size that much. However, as you mentioned, Aptos is in that space of creating outsourcing solutions for the small to medium size. So the AI that we're doing right now and other automated technology-driven solutions are actually meant for small to medium size. So again, you don't find a lot of those out there. So globally, I don't think there will be much impact. Why? Number one, all of these things are normally available only to big companies, you know, like large corporate entities. If you're small to medium scale, chances are you're trying to keep your costs low and get your margin higher. And with law of supply and demand, obviously, this kind of technology is still expensive nowadays. And it's not something that the SME market can adapt to. Lastly, SME is more of a ever-evolving environment compared to large-scale corporate organizations where everything has a step-by-step process. When you're in the SME size, everything needs to be flexible. And technology cannot adapt that fast. If you need something done by tomorrow, the software cannot be reprogrammed right away and take effect tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. So humans are agile, aren't they? Sorry. Humans are agile, aren't they? You know, whereas computer programs, they're not. They just repeat, don't they? And I think there's a huge opportunity there. Again, for skilled humans, that there's a lot of safety margin there.
I totally agree.
Do you see all this going then? I kind of have a theory that I share with people that in 20, 30 years from now, outsourcing won't be called outsourcing. It'll just be called employment. Because it won't matter where you sit, whether you're sitting in Manila or New York or Zimbabwe, it will just be people assessed on their abilities and, you know, the kind of pros and cons of all these aspects, and the best person will be hired. I think there's kind of a leveling of the playing fields. There's more opportunities here in the Philippines because it's no longer about where you were born or where you went to university. Where do you see all of this going? And you've been in this industry for 20 years. Where do you see it? Where's it going to be in the next 20 years?
In the last 20 years, the industry has actually changed the term that are for thousands contact him with the BPO. So I do believe what you're saying is true. I mean, it just dawned on me. You're right. 20 years from now, with the advent or with all of this technology making the world smaller, it's just going to be another business service, I guess. Another company providing business services. Doesn't matter where you are.
Mm. Yeah, it's fascinating.
Imagine back then, you wouldn't see someone from the United States outsourcing his bookkeeping to someone in the Philippines. All of those things 30 years ago needs to be done manually. Mm. Everything needs to be filed, paperwork. Nowadays, all of those things can be done online.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fast changing, isn't it? Do you think it's going to change more in the next 20 years than the last, or are we slowing down?
I think it will. I think it will. It will be more of high-level type of solutions rather than the low-level type. I'm looking at a more global scale. Because of the technology, I think there will be less people doing calls, chats, you know, the menial type of jobs. But again, for the SME size, I don't think it will catch immediately. But large entities, definitely, you won't see them having those level ones being done by human beings in the next 20 years. Everything will be automated or some technology-driven solutions have been put into place.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, we were mentioning this before, but historically, the outsourcing industry and the outsourcing bodies have only really been interested in the big boys and the big side of town. The SMEs have been forgotten. I think, and we've done a white paper on this about the number of SMEs out there, and it's a huge market. And as you say, it's more agile and it's kind of higher skilled. Do you think that the industry is going to pivot and kind of recognize and serve the SMEs better in the future? And to be honest, I think that individual players like yourselves are servicing SMEs, but it seems like that, well, you know, you're servicing SMEs well, but the kind of the industry bodies, they're still not really wanting to give them much time, are they?
I agree. I totally agree. It's unfortunate, actually, but in 5 to 10 years from now, I think that will change. I think that will change because the more people that get into a BPO company that provides services to the small to medium scale, then the more it will generate, you know, good revenue for the country. When the association starts to see the value in terms of the dollar sign, I think there's going to be change on how the support is going to be in the next 5 to 10 years.
Right. Yeah, that is unfortunately the main determinant, isn't it?
In such time terms.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But it's exciting, isn't it? Because I see the SME market as more exciting, more dynamic. The roles have to be kind of more autonomous and more agile, as you say. So I think it's a better thing for the Philippines, isn't it? Just instead of having a million people doing high repetition tasks, you've maybe got, you know, 1.5-2 million people doing highly skilled tasks. It's certainly an advantage, isn't it?
True. At the same time, if I may add, in the next 5, 10, 20 years from now, obviously in the Philippines, when you get employed in the BPO industry, you get paid well. And that's for taking calls, emails, and chats. Mm. The other thing that I think will happen as well, even in the SME type of sector, obviously there will be a shift from a level one, you know, routinary type of job to a more highly skilled job. The pay will definitely be better. the rates will definitely be better between the clients and it's a win-win situation. The client gets a more high-value type of service, and the employee gets more pay.
But in
reality, the client, an SME client, instead of paying about 5-10 call center agents, he'll be paying for less, because the rest, obviously, he doesn't need all 10 anymore to do the high level type of job, because since it's mostly automated.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? And we actually have done a white paper entitled, well, talking about outsourcing being a win-win, because there is a lot of concerns, you know, especially in the West, that outsourcing is killing jobs and taking jobs. And, you know, it was such a kind of emotive topic that we dedicated an entire white paper to exploring the benefits for everyone, you know, and inevitably it's a progression towards a more productive and efficient world, isn't it, for everyone. It's not always easy to get that message to people. We actually do advertising into the US and the West, and we actually get a certain amount of comments saying that we're terrorists, it's treason, and it becomes really quite an emotive topic with a certain section of society.
I agree. I've seen those kind of feedback as well. But if you look at the statistics, the one who's taking the jobs away from them is not really outsourcing. It's not really outsourcing. It's something else. I just don't remember what it was, but it's not that. It's not outsourcing of the jobs that they used to have. If I'm not mistaken, it's also something to do with their governance and the technology nowadays, not necessarily outsourcing.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's unfortunately the march of evolution, basically, isn't it? You know, and people get left behind, don't they? But but then people are also brought along with the wave. It's kind of a both sweet and bitter experience, I suppose, in some aspects, isn't it?
I agree. I guess it's just a matter of how they cope up with technology as well. Again, it's a different case scenario, I guess, from one country to the other.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. No, it's certainly a brave new world, and one that personally I'm very excited for, and I think it's a fantastic opportunity for Philippines, and the Philippines is embracing it, but also it really is. You know, and this is my main mission. It's a fantastic opportunity for SMEs, you know, small and medium-sized businesses out there in the West, because the opportunities really are huge. So thank you so much, Ben, of Aptus, of course. Thanks for giving us insight into the future of this thing. If people want to get in touch with you or Aptus, how can they do that?
Thank you so much. It's actually my pleasure, first and foremost. And if people want to contact us, we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to go to www.aptus.ph or send us an email at sales@aptus.ph.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Ben, and have a great day.
Thank you so much, Derek. Cheers.
How was that? That was Ben Husson of Aptus. If you want to get in touch with Ben, or you want to know any more about anything we've mentioned, then please go to our show notes. That is at outsourceaccelerator.com/139. And of course, if you want to ask us anything, then drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.